This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. It was either the best thing to happen to the reconciliation package or the worst thing. I'm not talking about the House passage 2 weeks ago along the narrowest of margins, 215 to 214 to one abstention. And no, I'm not talking about Senate Majority Leader John Thune's desire to minimize the changes in the Senate version, recognizing the close vote in the House. No, I'm talking about the dust-up this week between tech mogul and the world's richest man, Elon Musk, and the President of the United States. It had the entire country, indeed, the world, binge-tracking the X platform, which Elon owns, by the way, in a back-and-forth over the merits of the reconciliation package, a bill central to President Trump's agenda, but a bill that Musk is urging Republicans to reject. In a sign that the relationship between the two may be a bit frayed, Elon tweeted that the bill was an abomination and said to kill it, setting off an exchange Wednesday and Thursday, reminiscent of a junior high squabble between two adolescents competing for the favor of the quarterback on the football team. But this was no junior high tit for tat. Harsh words were zipping through the cybersphere, the president suggesting that Elon was wearing thin and only mad because of the bill's language, eliminating electric vehicle credits. Remember, Elon owns Tesla. Then Elon claiming that Trump only got elected because of his effort and, of course, his investment, while threatening primaries for those in the GOP who vote for it. Trump responds by threats to cancel contracts Elon has with the federal government. And then Elon took it to tabloid level by suggesting Trump's name is on the Epstein files list. That series of tweets put the entire reconciliation package, the common denominator in the twit, in a unique squeeze between two very public and very powerful and demanding figures, unlike this country's ever seen before. It was enough to cause a lot of Americans, even members of Congress, to actually read the bill to see what this rift was all about. No one knows how it plays out. All I know is the Senate will work between now and the 4th of July to put its fingerprints on the legislation. And depending on what, if any, changes they make, and believe me, they'll make some changes, it will all end up back in the House for final passage. And either the bromance is back on or it isn't. It may not be Zelensky versus Putin, but things got serious this week on Capitol Hill. One final note. The House Appropriations Committee has begun marking up appropriation bills for fiscal year 26. That begins October 1st. Milcon and Ag subcommittees marked up this week. Full committee action expected next week. My bill, the Transportation and Housing and Urban Development Appropriations Bill, is slated for July. We're marking up bills that closely align with President Trump's skinny budget, which will no doubt meet with universal opposition on the left, and with a 60-vote threshold in the Senate, it's certain that whatever we pass in the House will change, perhaps dramatically, before it gets signed into law. That'll set off another social media frenzy, but gosh, that's Washington these days. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.